Come be a part of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics with your host, Dr. Ed Holliday. Hear the voices of liberty speaking all across America. Doc Holliday provides thought-provoking interviews and commentary about the issues and actions that are afflicting this country and what we need to do to get America back on track. Get fired up. Get inspired. Get on board with Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics right now.
And here we go.
It's Turkey and Dressing Week. You got Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. I'm your host, Dr. Ed Holliday, and you're listening to us right here on WebTalkRadio.net. That's WebTalkRadio.net, and we got the American Thanksgiving holiday. Maybe the rest of the world envies our day we set aside to give thanks. Thanks for our founding fathers. Thanks to people who helped us out, teachers, others throughout our lifetimes, but more than that, we take time to thank God for our country, and that's what Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics do right now. We appreciate everybody that's listening to us, and we're thankful for our country, and we're thankful for God who has provided so many blessings to our country. Now, what we do of those blessings and where we go in the future, that's what today's show is about. Is it a Trump bust or a Trump boom coming up? The American economy, inquiring minds would like to know. So we're going to talk about that in today's show. Very important show. We're going to put together some things for you to think about. Which way we're going, a Trump bust or a Trump boom? And this is the week when a House last week just passed tax reform bill. Senate should be voting this week very soon. And then they'll negotiate and put out a bill to see if they can get by the House and the Senate and put it on the desk of the president before the end of the year. And you know, you've listened to us here on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You've heard me say, if there's not some kind of tax reform cut package done, if it's not done, the Republicans up for re-election, don't even try. Don't even come home, you know, or come home and to stay and let somebody else go up there and do the work if you can't get it done. And that's what the American people voted for when they elected Donald Trump and kept the Republican leadership in the House and the Senate. So get it done. That's what Doc Holliday says. And it may be tax reform 1.0, saying we'll get you a better package when we get rid of all the Democrats holding things up and get a filibuster-proof Senate in the 2018 elections. I would love to see that. And maybe that can be a promise they can make things improved. Before we get into today's show, let me just say that they're talking about in the tax reform bill is to look at the possibility of getting rid of the individual mandate tax of the Obamacare plan. If they get rid of the individual mandate tax, it will just help quicken the need to fully repeal and replace Obamacare. I think that's an effective way. Without that mandate, there's millions of people who don't want to pay it, that have left it out on the IRS. And the IRS says this year they're going to start enforcing that. And now that's American taxpayers. There's another way to get a cut and help get rid of the dreadful Obamacare at the same time. So let's look and see if they'll get that through. I remember Paul Ryan was saying they didn't put it in a House bill because they wanted to make sure whatever they put in, the Senate could probably get through. So if the Senate can get it through in their version, then the House can know they can keep that part in there. So, or put that part in there in negotiations. So it'll be interesting to see how that does. But I did want to go back and let's look at what some of the American economy. Let's start right now and see what we have going on. And one of the things I want to look at is the GDP growth. And, you know, GDP is about the growth of the economy, and you want it to be positive, and recessions, the economy shrinks some. So that's, we don't like that. But let's go back and let's look at some to get set up for this show, let you understand where the GDP growth has been over the last 50 years or so. Well, first, let's go back to right after World War II, and there's a chart we can look at, and we can see for 10 years, and that includes Harry Truman in the first 4 years of Dwight D. Eisenhower, growth was at 4.15% GDP growth. The next 10 years, and that includes Eisenhower, John F. Kennedy, and some of President Johnson. And again, we had 4.3% growth. Things seem to be growing steadily, almost booming, helping out. You remember JFK had tax cuts? And then what happened, 67 to 76, it goes down some because we had the war on poverty and we had Watergate. But we still had a 3.02%, basically 3% GDP growth. What happened under Jimmy Carter comes in? And we know history doesn't record him as one of our best presidents. And we link Jimmy Carter and Ronald Reagan, they had 3.41% together. And I'm not trying to pull out Democrats and Republicans. This is America. Link them together. Then we can go the next 10 years. We had basically end of Ronald Reagan. We had the first George Bush, elder, and Bill Clinton, 1987 to 1996, 3% GDP growth. And then the end of Bill Clinton's administration, and then including George W. Bush, together they had 3.22%. And the very end of George Bush, 2007, to where we are now, 2017, and basically Barack Obama, the majority of all of that, 1.37%. So over the last almost 70 years, America's had 4 and 3% growth every 10-year period except under the last 10 years. We've had 1.3%. 1.3%. That's horrible. That's just horrible. So where do we need to go? And that's what I want you to look at right now. So what does that mean? Well, the borrowing is going up. We've been, some people say the stock market has surged not on real growth, but because the Federal Reserve has been pumping money in after the Great Recession of 2008, and trillions of dollars were basically printed. Most of them weren't printed, just given to banks. And it was electronic money. It's still out there. And it's driven growth of the stock market. Why? Because so many companies have been buying back stock. And a lot of these companies have been buying back stock, but they're borrowing money to buy it back, and they got bonds out. They're due. They started buying them 2008, 2009. So when are they due? Most of them 10-year notes. They're coming up. Are they going to have the money to pay it off or get another line of credit? Well, if there's any weak companies, if they can't get another line of credit, it turns into bankruptcy. So are we at a Trump boom that can push through and get these companies to get new lines of credit that are coming to you? Does the economy look like it's going to be sweet sailing so we can get some, get these companies in good shape? Well, it looks like if people won't give them new lines of credit, we're in trouble. Then here comes the tax reform. Why is tax reform so important? Because the companies need some help to make sure they can get by this liquidation crisis. I mean, will they be liquidated if they can't get new lines of credit coming up? Very important. You think tax reform this year can be put off? No. For the health of the American economy, it's got to be signed before Christmas, or at least before the end of the year, by President Trump. So if the Republicans, you know, I want to say knuckleheads because they failed on getting rid of Obamacare, But if they can't get their act together, they don't deserve to be back reelected, if anyone's up for reelection. But that's the critical nature I wanted you to see. And people don't understand there's so much of the stock market gains has been through stock buybacks by the companies, and they most of them borrowed money to do it, and that's coming due. And if they don't get some tax relief and corporate relief from taxes, a lot of them may not be able to access lines of credit to renew that or pay it off. But that's why it's critical. So are we going to a Trump bust or a Trump boom? Well, we know when Donald Trump was elected, people predicted if Trump won, the stock market would crash. And indeed, if you remember the night of the election, November 8th, 2016, as Trump started to look like he's going to win the election, the stock market, what they call the futures, of course, stock market was closed in the United States, but they called the futures that would predict what would happen the following day. The stock market, the future had gone down at one point near 1,000 points drop. And it was scary. And, of course, the left-wing media, who were already griping about Trump winning and just shocked, they seemed to gloat in the fact that the economy is going to be ruined under Donald Trump, because it was crashing. The stock market was crashing. Nobody wanted Trump to be president, they thought. But what happened? As soon as it soaked in that there could be regulations cut and tax reform done, then the stock market started growing. And even before Trump was inaugurated, the enthusiasm was building, and the stock market has gone up. I think what they said, $3 or $4 trillion of value has been added to the stock market since Donald Trump was elected. Well, that's having a good effect. Is it building up the economy? Well, I just told you what we had for 10 years of growth. The last 10 years averaged out 1.37%. For two quarters in a row under Donald Trump, since he's been inaugurated, the first two quarters were over 3% growth. Can that be kept up? And I'm talking about this right before the holiday season. And you know what? Talking about holiday season, Donald Trump said if he got elected president, it's not going to be happy holidays. It's going to be Merry Christmas. So we're going to see if Donald Trump's going to bring back Merry Christmas and bring it back across America in style this gift buying season. A lot hinges on the next few months. But I said months, really, the next few weeks between now and the end of the year. Will the American consumer go out and buy and get these retail stores back in good money, profit making? Or are we going to see things sell? Or how will the Christmas shopping season be? Well, the first under Donald Trump, it's going to be interesting. Just watch how the American consumer spends money, because it could go very well. Are we in a Trump bust or a Trump boom? We could go into recession, or we can go into a nirvana, a shopping nirvana, where consumers keep buying and it keeps driving the economy. And we got unemployment already, 16-year lows, and with shopping coming up, the Christmas shopping season, will that encourage more job growth? Well, if we have a great consumer buying season, it very well could. And when America does good, what happens? The world does good economically. And they were talking about when America has a recession or we have a sneeze, the rest of the world goes into a depression. So much stems on the American economy and at the Christmas sales, the Christmas season. And you can call it holiday season, throw Thanksgiving in there, and the other different days that drive shopping, to, you know, everything from Black Friday to year-end sales after Christmas. But this is so important, not only to America, it's tied to the world economy. In fact, the world ought to be singing Christmas carols and join in the celebration of Christmas and saying Merry Christmas, because it can give the whole world a shot in the arm. And we're going to find out here in the next few weeks. So that's what I wanted to point out, is how important these next few weeks are in pushing if we have a bust or a boom coming ahead in 2018. A lot more. I want to just share those starting facts out, but I want to draw out some of the difference between what a boom means, what a bust means, where we are. We're going to do it right after you hear this from Todd Starnes.
Hello, America. Todd Starnes here from the Fox News corner of the world, and you are listening to Rock Splittin' Politics. Sweet mercy.
All right.
That's good.
Well, that's our friend Todd Starnes from Fox News, and we're glad he helped us with a little promo there. And I will say this. You're listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Splittin' Politics. You are listening to us on webtalkradio.net. And as we're talking about how important the Merry Christmas season is coming up here in the next few weeks here in America, Doc Holliday does have a book out. I got several books, but you can go to the website by clicking on a picture of Bedrock Truth right there on the front page of Rock Splittin' Politics. It'll take you to my website. It's www.docholliday.org. But you can get there by clicking on the picture on the front page and order that book, Bedrock Truths, by Dr. Ed Holliday, Dr. Alveda King, Dr. Alex McFarland. And that will look good under, wrapped up under a tree, that and several other books. So use this time, the holiday special and the Doc Holliday special and the Merry Christmas time, to get these books and get them under the tree for you and your family and friends. So thank you for listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Splittin' Politics. Now, let me get back. I'm going to start off a little music, and then I'm going to go over a couple of scenarios, what shows are we at a boom or a bust. Yes, that was Steppenwolf back in the 70s, Born to be Wild. And where are we in this economy, the American economy? Are we born to be wild? Are we like a spring that was suppressed under Barack Obama with all the regulations and tax increases that has kept this economy held back? And now Donald Trump, as he gets rid of the regulations, if we get tax reform, will we spring into what we should have had in the last 10 years, where we were suppressed down to 1.3% average growth? Are we going to spring forward into 3%? Can we get to 4%, 5% growth? Are we just dreaming? Are we just dreamers to think that that can be done? Well, let me tell you, let's go to a chart that I like to see that someone's put up about where we are when it comes to our imaginations. Well, people have great imaginations, can build great things. And there's no, we don't have to look any further than the tech company with Elon Musk. He built Tesla. You can see Tesla cars out and driving about. They look real cool. But let's look at where we are. Let's compare it to Ford Motor. And this is what someone who put these statistics together, a man named Grant Williams. And these are just some statistics. Ford Motor, that everybody knows, Henry Ford started, but it had IPO, I think, back in the 50s, went public, and now Ford Motors worth $45 billion. That's their market cap. Tesla is worth $63 billion. Now, they've been the darling on the stock market. Is Tesla an electric car? Is it the future of the automobile industry? Well, let's look. How many cars did Ford sell in 2016? They sold 6,651,000 cars. And remember, they were $45 billion market cap. Tesla sold 76,000 cars. And their market cap, $63 billion. That's a lot of hope. A lot of hope out there. What's the revenue? What kind of money did you bring in selling those cars? Ford brought in $151.8 billion. $151 billion is what their revenue. That's how much. That's not the gross profit. That's how much they brought in. Then Tesla, how much did they bring in? $7 billion. Everything they sold, $7 billion. Well, Ford, if you buy their stock, but you get a 5.2% dividend. That means you get some money just by owning stock. You get anything if you own Tesla? No, there's no dividend. And if you break that down like Grant Williams did and said, basically, the valuation per car sold, when you break that down, Ford, the valuation per car is $6,616. For each Tesla sold, the valuation, looking at these market caps and everything, is the $815,789. So, is the stock a little bit high for Tesla? It looks like it is, folks. People keep on buying it because they think, oh, those are cool cars. They're electric cars. But can you see, or does that mean looking at this one stock won't tell us what the future of the stock market is? But yes, valuation is very high. Now, this is not a stock picking show, and I'm not picking on Tesla other than to show you and that there is concern that the stock market is high. And if it's that high, what comes, those who have lived long enough to know what happened with dot-com in 2000, what happened with the housing crisis in 2007 and 8. And about every 7 years, there's some kind of boom and bust period. There's this business cycle, they call it. And we've been well in the 8 year, going into the 9th year now since 2008. And so where are we? Well, there is enthusiasm when you look at Donald Trump and tax reform and getting more money in the economy by corporations actually making money, selling things. And being able to keep more of it. If you get the corporate tax structure down, there'll be actually trillions of dollars that can come into the American economy that multinational corporations have parked offshore now because of the high tax rate for corporations in America. So if they get that down from 35% to 20%, will more money come in? Yes. Yes. That's why tax reform is so important. Will it be enough to keep America from nosediving our valuations and stock market too high? And if it crashes down, will that mean another recession? Well, it wouldn't be pretty. And I told you about all the debt that is coming due starting in 2018, 19, 20, to these 10-year notes that were made by corporations during the right after the recession for them to, and they got into buying back shares to boost up the stock market. Well, there is some incredible thing. I talked about Tesla, but there's other things on the horizon when it comes to automobiles. Everybody's heard about the self-driving vehicles. They're being tested. They're on the roads now being tested using all kind of new technology and chips, specialized chips to get for the cars to drive and to get safe. So will this be a new technology driving? We hear about Amazon now doing where they'll do home delivery, where you get a special security camera and a key and then place your groceries or whatever you order inside your home. Self-delivery. They can put it in your refrigerator, I think, as they're testing these things. So there is innovation. It's always going on. That's just a couple of things I mentioned. What about cryptocurrency? Bitcoin. That same, if you buy Bitcoin, it's worth a lot more than it was a year ago. Worth tremendous amounts more than it was 2 and 3 years ago. And now, is it going to crash to zero? I don't know. And cryptocurrencies, there's a probably 1,000 different cryptocurrencies out there besides Bitcoin. So there's a lot of things that are driving technology, and it's based, a lot of that's based on blockchain ledgers, the blockchain ledger, and I believe it has a lot of implications on what we have in the future. So I want to sum up this show just saying, I believe Donald Trump and what he's doing to try to get this economy moving in the 3% and even 4% direction. I believe the Republicans will work with him and get things passed and get into 2018 and put it up against the Democrats who are saying no, no, no. And let's debate this. Let's debate the issues. This is a very important time in the history of America, and we need to surge forward with new technologies, with new beliefs that we can get to a 3% and 4% and even 5% economy if we'll just take off the shackles and let the American economic engines burn full force. You know, energy sector, we can be energy independent. There's so many things that are happening that Trump is already trying to turn loose the regulations, and let's get this economy moving. And yet, at the same time, I told you some of the pitfalls of things getting highly valued. Some companies getting highly valued. And if we start to nosedive, will it lead straight into a recession? So what I'm telling you on this Thanksgiving week is to say thank you for America. Thank you for Donald Trump being our president. Thank more than anybody or anything else. Thank God Almighty for the blessings of this country. And now let's look to the future. Let's thank our military. Let's thank all the men and women across the world serving in the U.S. military. Thank you for our veterans. We just celebrated Veterans Day. Thank you. Thank you all. And now, let's make it worthy of being Americans by going out in your own community, doing what you can, do your very best to lift up this nation, this people, and let's get some good legislation done. Let's support our president, the Republicans, and the Democrats who want to work with making our economy a better place for everyone. The next few weeks may determine if we're going to have a Trump bust or a Trump boom. So get out there and let's talk up a Merry Christmas economy. And you've heard it right here on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. Can't wait to next week, and we'll get ready to look at December, a very important month in the history of America, December 2017. Listen to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, and I'll tell you why next week. God bless you. God bless America. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks for joining us today, and remember to listen again next week for another edition of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You can order Ed's new book, Bedrock Truths, by clicking on the book cover right in front of you on the screen, or visit docholliday.org. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next week.